for a long and healthy life.
Hey everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big things to talk about in this hour, including the excitement of the Masters, the stodgy old golf course, Augusta, and the young guns actually made it kind of cool to watch golf on Sunday. Maybe you don't agree. That's not till the tail end of the show. At the top, though, controversy of a much different sort. Prosecutor in the Trayvon Martin case is going to let the case ride on its own, in other words, its own merits. Angela Corey, she's the special prosecutor who was appointed to looking into the killing of the 17-year-old, has decided that this won't go to the grand jury, so the evidence won't go to the grand jury, and they won't make the decision on what's going to happen here. They're going to have to determine whether to charge George Zimmerman, who shot the 17-year-old, or not. The prosecutors are going to have to decide that. It's not going to be a grand jury that jumps in on this one. So that's big stuff. In the meantime, George Zimmerman decides that it's time for him to have a voice. A lot of his family and friends have spoken up on his behalf, spoken for him on various television shows and whatnot. So he's got a website going where on the website, he talks about it being a life-altering event. He doesn't really refer so much to the shooting. He doesn't use the word shooting at all or any specifics of anything that happened, just that he can't go home, can't go outside, has had to move, has had to give up his job since the end of February and since the media hailstorm over what happened or didn't happen here. So Corey was appointed the special prosecutor by the Florida's governor, Rick Scott, and the attorney general, and had to decide herself now whether to proceed with this case. And there's a lot of facts that are in massive dispute, as many of you know. No witnesses, by the way. You know, there was 911 calls and all that kind of stuff. No witnesses have come forward publicly. None. So now she's not going to seek that grand jury review. So what it means is this is solely up to her. She has to determine whether to file charges against Zimmerman or not, and how to move forward. So now she is right in the middle of this national discussion about violence, about race, about the law in Florida, the Stand Your Ground law. No arrest, no legal action, nothing like that. It's really inflamed a lot of people in Sanford, Florida, just a stone's throw outside of Orlando, and people around the country. So what will she ultimately decide is the right thing to do here? What is she going to decide? I think this is going to take some time. I think this is not going to happen overnight. For sure it's not going to happen overnight. Zimmerman says he acted in self-defense, and the police didn't charge him under Florida's self-defense law. What I just mentioned, Stand Your Ground. I mean, those are facts. We know that. So under this law, anybody who thinks that they've got a threat to their life isn't really required to attempt to retreat, and they can use a weapon. But then you got to prove, I mean, do you have to prove that you acted in self-defense? I think it for sure would require that this prosecutor would have to have that in the arsenal, that, you know, he didn't act in self-defense. So that means slow. That means this baby is going to go slow unless they find witnesses or any kind of direct evidence, any of that kind of stuff. Are they going to find signs of a struggle? How are they going to build this very circumstantial case? And it's hard to make a circumstantial case no matter what is going on outside of the Sunshine State, whatever the court of public opinion is, it's very tough to do. So I think what's going to happen here is there's not going to be, I don't think there's going to be any charges. I don't think so. Now, there could be maybe not first degree murder, but I can't imagine. If she's not using the grand jury, that means it's not going to be first degree murder, but it could be maybe manslaughter or aggravated battery with a firearm. That's also something that could happen. To not go to a grand jury is not necessarily unusual because of what happens in Florida. They don't really go to grand juries as much as so many other states where many of you are listening to me would do. But this is going to spread like wildfire. It already has. Some say it's a pretty courageous what she did, that she's going to tackle this herself, because she could have just tossed it, even though it's unusual. She could have tossed it to the grand jury and been away from this, wouldn't have to go there. She wouldn't have to touch it, because she knows it's radioactive. The governor, Rick Scott, had this to say.
I've known Angela for quite a while, and she's a very qualified individual. She'll do a great job.
All right, it's up to her. So what will she decide? Like I said, I believe, honestly, I think that it's going to take time because of the circumstances, because of the circumstantial evidence, the lack of hardcore evidence, of witnesses, all the things I just said. So I believe when it comes down to it, when the rubber meets the road, that's it. George Zimmerman is not going to get charged with anything. Having said that, what happens? What happens moving down the road with the family of Trayvon Martin and all the people that are saying that, you know, here's the victim. How come the victim, there's no voice for the victim here? But look, he followed him even though the police dispatcher told him not to follow him. And he went after the kid. So I guess some people would say, okay, so if somebody's following you, can you attack them? Can you turn around and attack them? Do you have the right to defend yourself when you're being attacked? Well, of course you do. That's why there's a lot of murkiness in this whole thing. He definitely shot him. He definitely pursued, even though he really should have backed off. He not really should have. He should have backed off. Then we wouldn't even be talking about this. We wouldn't be talking about this. So all of the facts or the rumors or the noise that we're hearing, it's going to continue. It's going to continue for the next couple of months, because I don't think this is going to be any kind of a quick decision, to say the least. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, besides more conversation about where this heads, of course, we have the usual political fare. Would it surprise you to know that 3/4 of Republicans say Romney's the guy? Really? Do we have to hit you over the head with delegates? It is about the numbers. I always say that, and the numbers are in his favor. Like it or not, he is going to be the nominee no matter what happens in these next primaries, and he's getting closer and closer. But what does that mean? I just read a Fox News poll that shows only 43% of men approve of the job that the president is doing, but the numbers are ugly when it comes to women and Romney. They're just the same. They don't approve of Romney as the Republican nominee. Can't please everyone. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the misuse of government funds.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugars, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they've reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some.
Unbelievable when we talked about the GSA. First, the revelations of the more than $800,000 that was spent on that lavish GSA conference in Las Vegas. Now we're hearing about these iPods and other gifts, but you know, basically $200,000 worth of iPods and other stuff. More than $400,000 was actually spent between 2007 and 2010. Now these iPods were stolen, some of them anyway, up to maybe $20,000 worth. So far, eight are out at the GSA, but is it enough? It's ridiculous when we hear that we have to bite the bullet and pony up and perhaps pay more taxes because, geez, it might only be fair, right? Then we find out where our tax dollars are going. And now, finally, apparently, there's going to be a couple of hearings. Well, somebody who's really up in arms about this, our pals at Cause of Action, of course, a government watchdog agency, and Dan Epstein joins us. He's the executive director of Cause of Action. Dan, when you hear this, you sent a bunch of letters all over the place demanding some action. Maybe you got them to move some mountains and have now these two different congressional hearings. But this is ridiculous that this was able to fester for so long.
Yeah, and I think this is just a signal that the federal agencies are passing the buck on to the American taxpayer. I mean, when you have things like a multi-hundred-billion-dollar stimulus program, aggrandizing the power of federal agencies, they're going to spend and they're going to waste money. And I think that now's the key time for a referendum on government spending and for a closer look at the way federal agencies are working.
Yeah. Do you feel confident that anything will come out of these hearings? First one's April 16th, and that's the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Then the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee is going to have a hearing. Do you think we'll get anything out of this?
Well, I think, you know, at least from Representative Micah's side at House Transportation, I think one of the things that he has been uniquely concerned about is the federal grant spending process. And he specifically a few years ago looked at transportation grant spending. But I think it's an interesting question. You know, a lot of what these agencies like the GSA spent the money from, the buckets of money where all those things were coming from, was essentially their discretionary spending accounts. And if you look at President Obama's proposal before the Office of Management and Budget for how he wanted to increase the agency budgets, a lot of that was in discretionary spending. That's the kind of money that goes to spending on parties, on gifts, on all of these other things that really are areas that I think Congress should make sure are not wasted. I mean, these are areas where presumably under the stimulus plan, this was supposed to be going to creating jobs, and instead it's going to buying commemorative coin sets, buying, you know, sorts of $835,000 on trips and on parties and all these other sorts of things. And what Cause of Action has been hearing from various whistleblowers who've come forward is that this has been happening for years, and especially in this administration where the budgets of these agencies for spending on this stuff has just increased. I think, you know, members of Congress can actually say, hey, look, we're going to have to take a closer look at this, the discretionary budgets of the agencies and put a stop to it.
Yeah, you talked about Micah and the fact that he was concerned about the grants, and you and I have talked about that before, and now here we are with the GSA. Maybe it's time we just looked under the hood of everything and see where really the money's being funneled. What, there should be somebody accountable in all these agencies.
Yeah, and, you know, at Cause of Action, we have sent now 32 letters to 16 agencies and the inspector generals of those agencies. Now, the of interest is the fact that we're not only concerned about how the federal agencies themselves are spending money on gifts, but we also are concerned about whether the inspector generals are themselves doing this. You know, the inspector generals are supposed to be the ones who are actually auditing the agencies to make sure that they're not wasting any money. But the inspector generals also get a discretionary account, and it could be the case that the inspector generals are also wasting money. So, unfortunately, there's no auditor of the inspector generals other than the public themselves, and Cause of Action is hoping to bring a lot of this information out into the public and expose it for what it is, which is waste.
Yeah. Now that you've been doing this for a while, do you find it, I was thinking it was interesting when you said this, that you've had people tell you that they think this has been going on for years, various, let's call them whistleblowers, and I think you used that term. Do you find that now more people are willing to turn in the government, basically? Hey, I worked there. I can't believe what happened. Let me just tell you what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you just on the various project Cause of Action has worked on in the last several months. I mean, we've been very much concerned about the federal spending process, particularly in grants, and we have spoken about that before. But, I mean, there are, just with the stimulus, I mean, you're talking about, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of money. You just go onto recovery.gov or usaspending.gov and you see where the money is going. It's not going in contracts, which are competitive. It's going in federal grants, which, you know, for all extents and purposes, is basically a gift. It's a signed check from the government, you know, to individuals or nonprofit groups to spend however they see fit. And we've had individuals tell us, hey, you know, we worked on a grant that went to, you know, a nonprofit based off some CDC funding or HHS funding, and we just saw it wasted. And we're hearing that, we're seeing that, you know, we're being told that you know, agencies are spending their discretionary funds in a kind of non-competitive and, you know, non-accountable way. And, you know, I think that's a signal that, you know, these federal agencies have been given a lot of money out of the stimulus that was supposed to be going to creating jobs, and they're really just not doing that. What they're doing is they're either using it in political ways or worse. And I say worse because it's just getting wasted and not being used for anything. You know, and I think that what groups like Cause of Action have tried to do is, you know, we look at the law in the books, and there's been executive orders since the Reagan administration that basically says federal employees cannot misuse, you know, federal property, which would include federal monies. and they can't do it without specific authorization. And it's very clear here with the cases of GSA and other federal agencies that there may be legal violations, and, you know, it's up to the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Government Ethics to investigate these things. So that's the next step for cause of action. We're going to go to the Office of Government Ethics, and we're going to request an investigation of all of these federal agencies to make sure that there haven't been any legal violations. And furthermore, we're going to see whether or not the Office of Government Ethics has been involved in looking at any recommendations by inspector generals for examining how agencies are using money. And if it turns out that this Office of Government Ethics hasn't done anything in the last 3 years at overseeing how federal money is being used, then that really leaves an open question as to whether this administration is really as ethical as it says it is.
Yeah, boy, that go back to that word transparency again. And one of the things that you also did, so people know, and this is worth fleshing out so they understand this, you filed a Freedom of Information Act, a request for in response to all the news that originally broke. You made the reference to the ridiculousness of the coins. So you initially filed that too, correct?
Yeah, we filed 32 Freedom of Information Act requests, which is basically we simply asked the agencies, disclose how much taxpayer dollars have been spent in the last 3 years on things like commemorative gifts. Because, you know, you just look at the GSA example where, you know, $6,000 was spent on coins. And if you multiply that by 32 agencies, I mean, you're getting at least half a job there that's, you know, not being injected into the American economy.
Yeah, no kidding. You weren't surprised that Martha Johnson, who was the GSA administrator, initially resigned, and then two of the other senior deputies ended up getting the boot. I said there was eight gone altogether. This isn't surprising that they quickly bailed.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. And I think the real question is, you know, why do we have to wait for people to resign for, you know, government waste to stop? You know, it should happen way before that. I mean, you just look at some of these videos that have gone around, and I know Chairman Daryl Issa at the House Oversight Committee has put a lot of these on his website. I mean, it's just apparent that there was waste going on, you know, for years at the GSA, and that, you know, people were essentially being encouraged to spend resources on supporting these kinds of parties and other things that the GSA was doing. And I mean, this should have been revealed, you know, years ago. And it makes you wonder, you know, why is there not a culture of compliance at the federal agencies when these people are being paid on the taxpayer dime?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, 300 employees, here's the first thing, too, you have to ask yourself, especially when we're also pinched and we keep hearing about that. Why didn't they just do teleconferencing?
Yeah. No, I mean, that would be too rational for federal bureaucrats to think about.
Yeah.
Their incentive is, you know, waste money. You know, when you're called the General Services Administration and you have a generic name, you know, you figure out, well, what can we do? And it's create videos and you know, exist below the federal government, and that's what they've done.
Boy, no kidding. Dan Epstein, Cause of Action, Executive Director of that organization. Always fun to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The GZN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GZN. Great talk radio starts here.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Tonight we're going to do that daily salute thing. You're going to like the daily salute. You might not agree with it. Sometimes it's people you don't know and something heroic that they've done, something they accomplished, how they helped somebody else. And then sometimes it's a little bit of a twist on what I call a daily salute. But we have them. They're back. A lot of you clamored for me to bring them back. And I always invite everyone listening to America Tonight, if they know a hero, really, honestly, your version of a hero, send me a little snippet, a little story about what they did, and maybe they'll be the daily salute. Certainly nobody from the General Services Administration joking about their 2010 conference in a mockumentary. Well, it wasn't really a mockumentary. It was a mock music video at work. They might have been laughing, but nobody else was laughing, and they wouldn't get the daily salute. Why? Because it's my dime, your dime, everybody listening to America Tonight, the money that you pay for your taxes pumped into the General Services Administration, which you say, well, what is that anyway? We already know the story about spending all the money that they've spent. We just talked about it. And the fact that you look at that $820,000 for one conference, it's still mind-boggling. It is. It's really hard to wrap my brain about that, around that kind of money for a conference and thinking you'd get away with it. It's like if I work for the government and I was in charge of the GSA, do I really think that I can justify that cost? 300 people going to Vegas, Yeah, a few party favors. I think I can get away with this. And nobody's going to look at, don't they look at the line items of what is coming in and nobody blinks an eye on this kind of stuff? It's ridiculous. So the fact that they made these videos laughing, saying that they made this on taxpayers' money, they knew they were getting away with it. And you know, we had one video last week of a guy singing with a guitar about how they were never going to shut him down and shut the GSA down, that kind of stuff. Now you have another video coming out. I mean, really, what can this administration do? They can't defend this. They can't. You know, the expenses, all that stuff, they keep saying they're going to clamp down on wasteful spending, but this is just more ammunition, if ever. You want to talk about a Republican gun being loaded. We keep saying that we need to take an axe and chop down all the spending that's going on, and here's a prime example. But it's too late. We can't get that money back. So your nickels and my nickels went for a heck of a good time that we weren't invited to in Las Vegas. I didn't get any party favors. Did you get any party favors? I didn't get any. I didn't get any coins. I didn't get any T-shirts. I didn't get anything. And you could tell it was really bad because the best comparison is in 2004, they had a conference for all these people, and it cost $93,000. And these are flights and hotels and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, just 2 years later, it's up to almost, you know, $400,000. Then it's, by the time you get to 2008, 2010, you're talking about almost $1 million. And how they're not looking at that. I mean, how they don't see that and think that's a big deal. I mean, you know, beyond me. There are no words. There's no way for me to be a wordsmith and paint this picture in any way that you would like, except for that they blew our money and we weren't invited to the party. All right, speaking of money, this is a perfect way to seg into this. And you know what? This is going to be my daily salute. A winner in the 656 million Mega Millions drawing has come forward to claim a third of that hunk of dough in Maryland. The identity of the person who came forward is a big secret. How do you keep it a secret? You know that people, it's like you have to move immediately, right? Because everybody will find out who you are and they'll come after you with more than their hats in hand to try to get some of the money. But what's interesting is that you had that whole McDonald's hoax, the woman who said she had the ticket and wasn't going to split it with everybody else. And so now you have the person that came forward and is going to remain anonymous. They're going to have a news conference, and they're going to share a wink storyline about the winner. It's kind of Where's Waldo. So they'll just give a bunch of clues, and then all the neighbors will be able to figure out who it is. So the winning tickets in this record-breaking lottery, we already know this, how this story ends. Illinois and Kansas, the other two states that had winners that bought tickets there. The winning ticket is worth $213 million before taxes. The after-taxes payout, over $100 million. Do we have some applause for that? Woohoo! I think it's awesome. Yep. What would be awesome is if the person who won the lottery didn't go bankrupt, didn't get married 10 times, didn't have 50 cars, didn't have also 50 pounds of gold jewels around their neck. For some reason, and I guess because especially if you didn't have a lot of money, it's probably shocking when you suddenly come into massive amounts of money. And it would be easy, I think it would be easy to figure out ways to save it, to grow the money. I mean, you can live on the interest alone, and you can still blow it, but there's something about winning the lottery makes people go bankrupt, which I don't understand. Matt, tell us your lucky numbers so we can write them down and play them in our lotteries.
21.
I'm writing it.
20. I like the 20s a lot. Maybe like a 31, 40, 81.
81. I don't even think it goes up to 81, does it?
40s,
20s.
I'm not having these people win win money off of me.
I like the 20. I agree with you. Do you ever notice when the lottery numbers are called, they're always in batches, like 23, 26, 28.
That's why you always got to do the quick pick, in my opinion, because it's like you never think to do like 4, 11, 17, and then like a 40, 45.
Mm-hmm.
It just, but that's a lot of what happens when people win.
I agree. It's, I always look at that. I look at the groups of numbers.
Like
and
this year, or this this lottery drawing, the Mega Bowl ball was 23, and one of the numbers 23 as well.
Right. So the duplicate numbers. Yeah, I agree with you. There's something about the 20s.
And bravo to the person for claiming anonymously. Because
I
that
love
is what
that.
I would always do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because here's the thing. The lottery, they want them to come forward so they can play up the story. Oh, this is Mary Jane. She was poor. She had to pay back college loans or whatever the story is. And they want the story. They want to be able to tell the story to sell the story so more people
exactly.
will buy lottery
but
tickets.
But then what happens is you get inundated with offers and pleas for money and charities that maybe don't even actually exist. You get, you know, the sob story from some guy that you don't even know, a long-lost, mysterious cousin, relative, and you just don't need that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think Matt's right. If I were to win a lottery, which I'm not a big lottery player, but if I were to win a lottery, I would definitely be anonymous. There'd just be great prizes on America Tonight. It'd be like, wow, Kate is giving away another car? And we thought that whole thing with Oprah was pretty cool. Even though we didn't pay attention to Oprah, we know that she gave away all those cars 15 years ago or however long ago it was. But she's giving away a car on America Tonight. More reasons to listen. And we did have a big change here at America Tonight. Yep, big change. Phone number change. When you have a phone number for 4 years, it's... You just carry that phone number around. 4 years is a long time, I think. So now we got a new phone number. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on being anonymous in the lottery or anything else that we've talked about, like the GSA and how furious you are over the nonsense that goes on with government waste, you can always participate. I always say that I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Everybody's invited to this party. You don't have to have a winning ticket. 855-266-KATE. Or if you prefer the numbers, because you're looking down at your phone and you say, what? Okay, where's the K? Where's the T? That happens to me. I'll be honest. You get used to it and then you know. 855-266-5283. How's that? All right, you're going to love this. This is a true sign that you think your opponent is completely not on the same level as you are. Mitt Romney, for now, probably a couple of months anyway, has been going back and forth with Rick Santorum, at least for the last 7 weeks. But now the Romney people just are pulling all the negative ads against Santorum in Pennsylvania because they're seeing the polls and they're seeing that, Mitt's ahead. Do we need to be ugly about this? You know, his daughter was in the hospital. He's got the 3-year-old beautiful daughter, Bella, who's got the sad condition. And even though Santorum's come after us a lot and we've come after him with our negative ads, we're just going to pull them. We're just going to pull the ads. So they pulled the ads. That's what they were doing before. Romney's campaign was all in. They bought almost $3 million worth of TV time. And it looked like they were going to really, really attack him. There was even the one reference in one of the negative ads that asked the Pennsylvania voters, we fired him as senator. Why promote him to president? So instead, they replaced it with something positive about Romney promoting his conservative record, deciding instead to take the high road instead of the low road. Let's see where it gets him. You know, he's got because he's got almost the delegates, he's crossed halfway over. That's the thing. He knows it, so he's just gonna let it float out. And he knows that he'll probably get Pennsylvania. And that's why they're doing that. They're not going to kick him because they realize pretty soon he's going to pull out. Although I wonder if it could be a sign that Rick Santorum Rick Santorum could be on the undercard. Would he be VP under Mitt Romney? Sounds kind of intriguing, doesn't it? I don't know. You think they would get along? Not so sure. Coming up next on the flip side, sports shorts. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We got some controversy in sports, but that's not the reason why we're throwing in sports. We're squeezing in some sports shorts, because I think a lot of you enjoy that. I've had some great feedback from all of you about the fact that we mix it in from time to time, and there's reasons to mix it in, like the Masters. Usually, you could have a lot of people that would be listening to the show driving along saying, are you kidding me? She's going to be talking about golf. Who cares about golf? I hate golf. It's so boring. It's like my great-grandfather's sport. I can't even stand to watch it. I personally like the great game of golf, and it's because my grandfather played it and would never let me play with him until I learned to hit the ball, as he said, correctly. So, luckily, before he died at the age of 93, I was able to go out and enjoy some golf with him. We didn't play like we were at the Masters, though. I got to be honest about that. So the Masters, the prestigious tournament that had some controversy heading in to it, whether or not to allow a woman in the club, because now the head of IBM is a female, and that argument is far from settled. The IBM CEO was at the Masters, but no green jacket, let's say, in sight, no membership jacket. The person who did walk away with a green jacket, though, is a guy named Bubba Watson. What I love about this guy, and all of you can relate to this, is Bubba is the natural. No golf lessons, not a country club kid that started when he was five, and there's all these stories about this coach and that coach and all that other sort of stuff. In the end, he walks away with 1.440 and a whole bunch of zeros. We're talking millions. He walks away with a million plus for winning the Masters and that green jacket. He was so choked up. What I loved about this, he did it in a playoff. In the second hole, had a phenomenal shot that was buried in the trees on the path, but way back, and he had to make this crazy shot to get it to the green to ultimately beat a cool guy from South Africa named Shrek. He was overcome with emotion, hugging his mother, hugging his golf buddies, hugging anyone who would hug him, and it was crazy to watch this guy. So here's Watson afterwards talking about how exciting it all is.
It's a blessing. I don't take anything for granted. When I got my tour card, I cried. When I got my first win, I made my first paycheck, I cried. You know, just all those things. I get to play golf for a living, the greatest sport in the world. I get to help little kids learn the game of golf with my two junior tournaments. The stuff off the golf course is what that makes it all worth it. And by me winning the green jacket, it's going to be able to influence other young kids want to be in the game, going to help me do better things across the world outside of golf. That's what this green jacket's going to help me do.
Sweet. I love that. Love that story. He is the third left-hander for all you lefties out there to win the Masters. Of course, Phil Mickelson won the Masters three times. And speaking of Phil Mickelson, he had a crazy tee shot on the fourth hole that hit a railing that ended up where it was one of those almost tin cup moments in a sense. And that blew it for him because he put up a crazy number, put up a seven on that hole, and he ended up still finishing tied for second by going 8 under. Bubba Watson was 10 under, and it was just really fun to watch that. Matt, you were watching it too, and that's one of the things that I said to you, that if people think golf is boring, this is one of those Masters where it was exciting, and you had a youth movement going on.
It was the first time I've remembered in a number of years where I actually watched a majority of the entire tournament, especially on Sunday. And it was a very exciting Sunday. You had Mickelson doing his thing in the weeds, and I still think he was an idiot for doing that. If he would have went back to the tee and re-teed up, he probably would have like maybe bogeyed, been able to save face, and then not been in, dug himself in such a huge hole, and he probably would have been in contention at the end. But then you had Oosthuizen with his double eagle. The Bubba Watson shot in the playoff was one of the
crazy,
most amazing shots I've ever seen. Just the action on the ball, like coming around, spinning around in the air, and then landing on the green, and then, you know, dribbling towards the hole. It was incredible.
Yeah, Oosthuizen. I like the way you said that. Louis Oosthuizen. He's pretty exciting to watch him, though.
He's exciting, but I was rooting for Bubba.
I was rooting for Bubba. Well, he's American, too. Of course, we were rooting for the American. I have to tell you this, though, Matt. Jack from Down Under says golf is a waste of real estate. And Phoenix, Arizona, USA guy says golf is a waste of waste water. Boo-hoo. What do you think they like to do for sports? Probably go somewhere in an abandoned warehouse with a skateboard and see if they can do some tricks when no one's watching. I don't know. I thought it was exciting. There were other things that happened in the world of sports that some of you can, I think, relate to. Ozzie Guillen, the Chicago White Sox manager turned Miami Marlins manager, decides that he's going to say that he loves Fidel Castro. We're going to talk about that in a second, but first, and I'm going to explain the reason why. Ozzie, what were you thinking, Ozzie Guillen? That was such a stupid thing to say in Miami. So we're going to put you in a Florida prison, though not in the Miami area. Our dungeon is located right now in a secret location, much like the CIA's old facilities in another part of the state. Do the honors, Matt.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, I'm afraid the sensitivity with the Cuban folks in Florida. Did he learn nothing from any of the headlines? Probably he didn't pay attention to what was going on in Miami. Some of the headlines that came out of Miami when it came to anything to do with Fidel Castro and Raul taking over, and was Fidel Castro dead, and the people were ready to have a party and celebrate. The people in Miami want nothing to do with Fidel Castro. And if you're paying attention, Ozzie Guillen, you know that many will flee on rafts circled by sharks just to get away from Cuba. And if they can only reach land before they are found out, they get to stay in the United States of America. And that's where they would rather be, even though they miss their Cuban friends and family. They do not want to live in Cuba. Fidel Castro puts on a good show. The people look happy in the little parades that they have. But this is not real life for the Cubans. So now Ozzie Guillen, after saying he loves Fidel Castro, why he that thought came into his head. It's like one of those thought bubbles where he should have taken it back. He couldn't take it back, so now he's going to have to apologize. He's returning to Miami to apologize because this team is the Miami Marlins. A big part of the fans that come out to watch are of Cuban descent. They have grandparents who died or great-grandparents who died in Cuba, and they have war stories, meaning the people who were the resistance, let's say, and horror stories about Fidel Castro. He makes my list of all-time bad guys, so why you would ever say you love Fidel Castro, but he made the stupid statement. I don't. Why did he make it?
Exactly what he said, though, because he was respecting the fact, the quote is, he respected Fidel Castro. You know why? A lot of people have wanted to kill Fidel Castro for the last 60 years, but that guy is still here. And into the guy, he said something else that we can't say on the air.
Yes.
And I think people are overreacting a little bit. I get where they're coming from. I mean, mad at Ozzy, but I don't know.
You can't say that.
He wasn't endorsing Fidel Castro.
Oh, you cannot say that. He was a brutal dictator. And then the Marlins released a statement. They had to say that we have no respect for Castro. They called him a brutal dictator who caused unthinkable pain for more than 50 years. So Guillen's got a whole lot of making up to do.